Madam Secretary, would you call the roll because there was an objection?
Allen. Allen?
Allen will abstain.
Allen abstains. Agueta.
Yes.
Agueta, yes. Burden. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown, yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown, yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Casnave, yes. Coleman. Diaz. Can't hear. Can you repeat?
Abstain.
Diaz abstains. Edward Speakers.
Yes.
Edward Speakers. Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes, yes. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Lane Ewart, yes. Mark.
Mark votes no.
Mark, no. Norman.
Yes.
Norman, yes. Rabin.
Hello, I think I was muted. Coleman, yes.
Coleman, yes. Ryder.
Yes.
Ryder, yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Roberts, yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker, yes. Burden? Okay, let me count. I have 13 yes, 1 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Bazan, yes, so that's 14, 1, 2.
Okay, next is the next. You have one more motion.
Right. This is a motion reclarifying basic membership. It's Appendix G. And I'll read it. The station membership is specific a membership and comes with the right to vote and run in local board elections. While station management is free to create categories of support with various perks and privileges, no station shall claim there exists a difference between the station membership rate and the Pacifica membership rate. Nor shall they suggest that basic membership comes at a rate different from that set by the Pacifica bylaws, which at the moment is $25. That's not part of the motion. So that's the motion, and that was also approved without objection by the governance committee.
Okay.
I submit it for your consideration.
Okay, thank you. And are there any objections to the motion?
Carolyn on the call.
Carolyn.
Mark objects until there's discussion.
Oh, Carolyn, you're just on the call. Okay, Mark, Robert?
Yeah. So this is happening. When will this take effect?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Carolyn, did you want to be on the stack, or you were just saying you were here?
No, I want to be on the stack. Thank you. I was off the call. But I do want to be on
okay.
the stack. Yes.
Okay, let's have... George, answer the question, and then Carolyn on the stack.
I'm sorry, when will it take effect?
Mm-hmm.
I assume it takes effect as soon as we pass it. It's basically a direction.
In the middle of an election cycle.
Well, it's...
Serene for the stack.
Okay. Serene will probably clarify it as well.
It's really got to do with how membership is presented on the air. I don't think that the election cycle has very much to do with that. That is to say, I don't think it matters whether it's in the middle of an election cycle or not.
It doesn't. It's not changing. It's not a motion to change the membership $25.
No, it doesn't. I have some qualifying feelings about it because. We often say the basic membership, or maybe perhaps we call it something else, and I pitched it at $40 rather than $25. And wow. I'm a little bit concerned that if this goes into effect, that in fact we'll be raising significantly less money from basic memberships. But I certainly agree with, in principle, that that's what the boilers say, and we probably should not be presenting it any other way.
Thank you. Okay, Carolyn, and then Serene.
And then Janet Kay.
And then Janet Kay.
Thank you.
And then Benito. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, the state of California has something to say about memberships and dual memberships with different perks. My understanding is that there's a constriction there about offering two types of memberships which discriminate against some members. I don't know how it works. I do know that it's been a question on and off, and these various perks may cause a problem. So I would like us to research that clause or eliminate it for the moment. George, I don't remember the exact wording, but while stations are free to do, I don't think they're totally free. And we need to be very careful about that, because there is some constraint about offering a different levels of membership with different privileges to different people. And I don't know what kind of memberships are restricted, what kind of privileges are restricted, but I do know that we don't understand it completely, and we should before we pass this motion. So I would say either eliminate it completely or put some qualifier that says within the limits of the law. How's that? Yeah, that would get us off the hook.
Okay, so that's an amendment, within the limits of the law.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second to the amendment?
Wait, where?
Okay, we are now on appendix number...
If I could answer the question...
appendix number C,
okay.
So that everybody can see where it's going to go. Let's see.
G as in go.
Yes, G as in go.
May I make a suggestion for that?
Yes. Go ahead, George.
With various perks and privileges, comma, within the limits of the law, comma, no station shall claim there exists a difference between, et cetera.
Okay, that's the the amendment. Did anyone second it? George, are you seconding the amendment?
I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any objections to that amendment? Good.
Point of information.
Yes. Okay, Robert, and then Serene, you also had a point of information?
Yes, okay. I saw it
okay.
Before, but okay.
Robert?
Isn't our whole system of premiums in return for pledges some kind of a special membership status, since with the contribution you get a membership? I'm afraid we're putting in jeopardy the whole method whereby we fund Pacifica, and I don't have enough information. I wish that somebody had researched where this has become a problem.
Okay, I think Serene, when we get to her on the stack also next, will be able to address that as well. We discussed it at length on the governance committee that you can also are welcome to listen to. Okay, Serene, you had a question.
My question was that why would we need to include that phrase when everything we do is within, I mean, the language of, our bylaws language specify, I think down towards the end, below 17, that no part of the bylaws shall stand if it violates the law, et cetera, et cetera. So within the limits of the law is already a part of everything that is in our bylaws, and this is merely a clarification of what is in our bylaws, because there are two stations that regularly violate this portion of the bylaws. So I don't think it's a necessary motion, but
point of information?
That's argument, but anyway, go ahead, Carolyn. I know you're asking a question, but then you made a statement. Carolyn?
Yeah, if in fact two stations are already violated, I think that clause is needed more than ever. Not everything we do is always within the law.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony, and then we go back to the... wait, I've got a stack here. Serene. Serene, and I'll add
yes,
Tony to the second.
Was Tony?
And I have you, Benito, after Serene.
Was Tony speaking to the issue of why we would need that? Because mine was on the more general.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Tony, go ahead.
Yeah. We've been having some issues here, and a lot of our members have complained. That's one of the reasons why this became an issue at WPFW is that many of the programmers and people go on air announcing that basic membership is $50. And some of our listeners have complained about that, and it's misleading to say that when basic membership is $25. So that became a big issue here at our station that we even discussed at our LSD meeting. That it should be clarified that basic membership is $25, not $50. You can have categories to add to that, like if you want a different category membership, okay, but you have to say that over the air. You can't mislead listeners and say that the basic membership to vote is $50. That's why it became a big issue with us. You know, you can have if you want to be a basic membership, you can have a gold membership at $50, and at $75, you get a T-shirt and a bag of chips, but something like that. But that was one of the origins of whether we were having issues with that. That it should be clear that basic membership is $25. To say anything else is misleading the public, and we've had complaints at WPSW.
Can I go on to Stack Brown?
Who is that, Steve?
Okay. Diana, put it back.
Okay, so it's Serene, Benito, Steve, and Adriana.
Okay, thanks. So this motion came out.
I'm sorry, Janet Kay, I was on the stack after Serene.
After Benito, okay. Go ahead. I didn't hear you.
Madam Chair, we are at time on committee reports.
Okay, and we're at time for the whole meeting, actually. But does anybody wish to move to extend?
I move to adjourn.
Benito, 15
minutes. Remember, it's 11 o'clock here in New York.
I move to extend.
Second the adjournment.
There was a motion to.
There was a motion to adjourn.
That we have to take that. Vote it down, and then I heard your motion to extend.
Vote it down.
Okay.
Wait, point of order.
Yes.
Without an extension, we are forced to adjourn in less than 60 seconds. Voting on adjourning is dilatory.
Okay.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Point of order, George.
Yes, George.
It isn't dilatory because the motion to adjourn takes this off the table. And if it passes, we don't vote on it. Whereas if we run out of time, we have to vote on it.
Good point.
Okay, thank you. Adriana, did you have a point of order?
Yes, because we have, George jumped on the stack to yell about, asking for adjournment when the one that was talking was Serene. I don't understand. How can I can jump on top of everybody and then I have the right to make a motion?
No,
I don't understand
correct.
The
point. No, that's correct. Serene had the floor. Okay.
So may I speak since I have the floor?
Yes.
But I move to extend 15 minutes.
Point of order.
Yes, Robert.
Serene had the floor, but the chair called for motions, and a motion to adjourn was made.
No, I call for, in order, if I may, Serene was in the middle of her comment when we came up close to time, right before time, and I said there would have to be a motion to extend. Does anybody have a motion to extend? I did not
ask. So you called for a motion.
I didn't call for motions in general. I called
for
a motion.
You
cannot discriminate. Cannot do that.
You can't do that.
Because you know what the option is.
Serene would get to finish her time.
No, when the time is up on the meeting, then we simply have to call all votes on the motion.
Exactly.
So
it's now 11 o'clock.
You're not getting rid of the motion by yelling out to adjourn. I mean, that's just not the way that it works.
Exactly.
Okay, we're at time, so...
You're right. So,
two of the time. The orders of the day. Let's call votes.
Will you... You can start marking the orders, because I'm not listening. Okay, so there was a motion to extend, which if it fails, we will call the roll call on... we will take the vote on the motion that's on the floor.
Point of order, there was not a timely motion to extend.
I believe there was.
There was.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, challenge the ruling of the chair. You want to take the roll? Madam Secretary, a yes vote supports the ruling of the chair. A no vote does not.
Does a challenge require a second?
No.
Yes.
Yes, actually it does. Is there a second?
A second.
Yes. Okay, move on. Take the roll.
Who was that? Sorry.
Janice, my name you.
I'm sorry, what is,
okay.
What is the ruling that we're challenging? Point of information, George.
The chair ruled that there was a motion
that
to...
Serene was in the middle of her comment when I said it was necessary to extend time. Was there a motion to extend time? And so I'm saying that was in order. We can then take the vote on whether to extend time or not. It can if it succeeds, if we get a yes vote on extending the time, then we will proceed for the length of time that's approved by the board. If not, we will call the question because we were at time for the whole meeting. Thank you. So that was my ruling. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Yes means you agree with the ruling of the chair. No means you do not. Alan? Agueta.
Alan said yes.
Alan, yes. Agueta.
Yes.
Agueta, yes. Burden. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown, yes. Steve Brown.
No.
Steve Brown, no. Beth Nave.
Yes.
Beth Nave, yes. Coleman.
No.
Coleman, no. Diaz. Sorry? Diaz?
I and I.
I can't understand.
I and I.
Diaz, yes. Edwards Teeker.
Yes.
Edwards Teeker, yes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Fuentes, yes. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart?
No.
Lane Ewart, no. Mark?
No.
Mark, no. Norman?
Yes.
Norman, yes. Rabin? Ryder?
Epstein.
Ryder, Epstein. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts, yes. Tucker?
Abstain.
Tucker abstains. Burden?
No.
Burden, no. All right, let me count. I have 10 yes, 5 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Gazan votes yes. That's 11, 5, 2.
Okay, Serene, can you continue? Oh, wait, what was your motion for extending for how long?
15 minutes.
Okay, is there any objection to extending 15 minutes?
A second?
Is there a second?
Diana
seconds. Is there any objection to extending 15 minutes?
I object.
Okay, take the roll, Madam Secretary.
Alan.
Alan's going to abstain on this one.
Alan abstain. Agueta. Burden.
No.
Burden, no. Rodrigo, is that you? Agueta?
I'll pass.
Agueta passes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown, yes. Steve Brown.
No.
Steve Brown, no. Kathleen.
Yes.
Kathleen, yes. Coleman.
No.
Coleman, no. Diaz. Diaz. Edward Secret.
Abstain.
Edward Secret, abstain. Fuentes.
Abstain.
Fuentes abstain. Coburn votes yes. Wayne Hewitt.
No.
Wayne Hewitt votes no. Mark?
No.
Mark, no. Norman?
Yes.
Norman, yes. Siegel, Rabin? Ryder?
No.
Ryder, no. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts, yes. Tucker?
Abstain.
Tucker abstains. Rodrigo, you passed.
That's the...
Yeah, I'll abstain.
That's pineapple, right?
Aguilar abstains. Okay. Diaz? All right, let me count.
Did you hear me?
No. What's your vote? This is a motion to extend. What's your vote?
Benito, we can't hear you. Can't hear you.
It's not going to matter. It's 5 yes, 6 no, 5 abstentions. Brazan, the chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes, but it's...
Brazan votes yes, so that's 6 yes, 6 no, 5 abstain.
Still failed.
So that means we go to
the vote on the motion.
The point of order.
Yes.
George, there was an amendment that Carolyn made, I seconded, which was to add the phrase "with various perks and privileges as allowed by law."
Yes, I know. I'm calling the question on that and the main motion.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So the vote is to add the language after perks and privileges within the limits of the law. And that's what we're voting on.
I'm sorry, Alan here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can't have any more debates. We're at time.
I'm not debating, but I would like the whole motion read because I'm not understanding it in context.
The station membership is Pacifica membership and comes with the right to vote and run in the local board elections. While station management is free to create categories of support with various perks and privileges and with the amended languages within the limits of the law, if we vote on that, no station shall claim there exists a difference between the station membership rate and the Pacifica membership rate, nor shall they suggest that basic membership comes at a rate different from that set by the Pacifica bylaws.
Okay, good.
Okay, right. Thank you. And so right now we're simply voting on within the limits of the law to go right after various perks and privileges. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Alan.
Request for information.
Yes.
Why did we have to go through that hoo-ha about extending time when we could have just voted because you won't allow us to have any further debate?
The reason was because there were several there were several people on the stack. Thank you. And so that's why there was a motion to extend time. But it failed, and so we were at time, and so we have to call the question on within the limits of the law. Madam Secretary, please continue with the vote.
Alan
says yes. Perhaps there's no objection.
Alan, yes. Aguilar.
No, there is.
Yes.
Margretta, yes. Burden.
Yes.
Burden, yes. Jim Brown. Jim Brown. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown, yes. Kathleen.
Yes.
Estes, yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Coleman, yes. Diaz? Edwards Tekert?
Yes.
Edwards Tekert, yes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Fuentes, yes. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Lane Ewart, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Mark, yes. Norman?
Yes.
Norman, yes. Rabin? Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder, yes. Robert?
Unnecessarily redundant, no.
Robert, no. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker, yes. Jim Brown?
About it.
Yes.
Sorry? Jim Brown, yes. Diaz?
Can you repeat?
This is adding within the limits of the law after privileges in this motion, the main motion. It's an amendment. Are you voting, Benito?
He's gone.
Can't hear you. All right. I'm changing my vote to no.
Okay.
Coburn changes her vote to no. All right. I'm going to count.
You said no?
I changed my vote to no.
Did you say no?
Adriana Casney, too. I changed my vote to no.
I can't hear
Casney,
you.
Casney changes her vote to no. Jim Brown, what are you asking? Jim?
I was trying to contact Benito on his phone on the other side to find out what his vote was. And I still can't understand him. I'm on another line.
Okay, so now I'm going to count again. I have 13 yes, 3 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Bazan votes yes. That's 14, 3, 0.
Okay, so the next motion is the governance committee motion clarifying basic membership as amended. Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes. Alan.
Can we ask if there's objection?
Alan says yes.
Can you ask
please keep
objection?
Going, Madam Secretary.
Okay. Alan votes yes. Argueta. Argueta. Burden.
Yes.
Burden votes yes. Jim Brown. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown, yes. By the way, Jim, unmute. Casnave.
Casnave votes yes.
Casnave, yes. Coleman. Diaz. Edwards Tekert.
Yes.
Was that Benito?
Brian votes yes. That was Benito. Okay. Brian votes
Benito
yes as
votes,
well.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tekert votes yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes, yes. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Lane Ewart, yes. Mark.
Emphatically no.
Mark, no. Norman.
Yes.
Norman, yes. Rabin. Ryder.
Yes.
Ryder, yes. Robert.
Yes.
Robert, yes. Tucker. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker, yes. Argueta. Jim Brown.
Yes. Rodrigo, yes.
Jim Brown said yes.
Agueta, yes. Jim Brown, yes. Coleman? Okay.
Yes, Coleman.
Coleman, yes. One moment. Chair, I have 16 yes, 1 no, 0 abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, the chair. I vote yes.
Brazon votes yes. That's
okay.
17-1-0.
The open meeting is adjourned. There will be no executive session until the subject matter will be dealt with upon the return of the executive director from New York. Have a great
day. There's no closed meeting? Is there a closed
meeting? No, there's no closed meeting because the material will be dealt with pending some reports from the ED when he returns to New York.
May I ask Lydia?
Yes.
When John is coming to New York?
He's leaving on Monday. Is that correct, John? John?
He told us already.
That's what he said.
Right, but we weren't on the public call. Anyway, yes. So he'll be there next week.
And will he be here for several days?
I believe he said Monday and then
Tuesday and Wednesday
or something
Monday,
like that.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Carolyn was on the call there and Steve.
Tuesday and Wednesday, and he's leaving on Thursday.
Yes.
I have a point of information, I think, about the closed session that we are not having.
Okay.
There was a motion made at the last.
Madam Chair, I
believe the meeting is adjourned and you can't discuss any material for the closed session and open session. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you. You can email if you have any other issues. Thank you.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Did we vote on canceling the closed session? We just passed a policy immediately effective.
I'm confused. I'm just totally confused. Good night, all.
Bye.